Pope Benedict leaves office tomorrow on Thursday, 8 p.m. Rome time. The reviews of his papacy have varied wildly, from Orthodox Catholics who say he's held the line against liberalism, to those who say he moved too slowly and not far enough in the fight against clerical sex abuse. Almost 60,000 American nuns have a special reason to pause when they consider the legacy of this pope. Andrew West from RN's Religious and Ethics Report joins me now. Andrew, why are these nuns? Who are these nuns? And what's their issue with Pope Benedict?
We're talking here, Fran, about 57,000, almost 60,000 nuns who are associated with the Leadership Conference of Women Religious. That's almost 80% of the nuns in the United States, most of them over 50. Their issue with the Pope is that recently his Vatican, if not the Pope himself, censured them for their, quote, radical feminism. The official censure, the official assessment of the Vatican was that these nuns spent too much time talking about poverty and economics and not enough time talking about abortion and contraception. So they were censured and they have been placed, almost the entire population of American nuns have been placed under a 5-year supervision order until they sort of get themselves right with the Vatican.
57,000 nuns until they make themselves nice under a supervision order.
That's correct. So yes, they do have something of an issue with the Pope, even if the Pope has bent over backwards in recent months to thank them for their work with the poor and acknowledge that. And he has done that.
On your program this afternoon, you speak with one of the nuns, perhaps we can describe her, the leader, Simone Campbell. Nowadays, something of a household name in the US, even if she's persona non grata with the church hierarchy. Why is that?
Well, she's persona non grata with the church hierarchy because she was one of the leaders of a group called Network, which is a Catholic social justice action group. And they lobbied in favour of Barack Obama's healthcare law, and Barack Obama and the Democrats attribute 22 crucial votes in the Congress to the work of Sister Simone Campbell and her colleagues. That's made her persona non grata among the bishops because they were opposed to the healthcare law. She's a household name because last year at the Democratic National Convention, she gave this barn-burning speech that was probably second only to Barack Obama's in getting the crowd on their feet. She didn't explicitly endorse Barack Obama, but she made it very clear that she supported the central theme of his re-election, which was his health care.
Well, we've got some activist nuns in this country, but I think it's a different breed of nun there in the US by the sound of it. Finally, Andrew, the Pope is in his last 36 hours or so in office. How will he mark the occasion and make his departure?
Well, quite understated in a way. Later today in Rome, he will have a general audience, his final general audience with Catholic pilgrims who come to the Vatican. He gives them something of a lecture, a mini sermon. It's called you'll forgive me. I can't remember the
I'll forgive you that
the correct term, but it's a spiritual teaching, and it goes for about an hour. That will be the last one of those that he ever does. Tomorrow, as the cardinals arrive, he will greet the cardinals around 11 o'clock. He'll have personal meetings with them. And then at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he lifts off from the grounds of the Vatican in a helicopter.
No.
Absolutely. Now, of course, some wags have said this has shades of Nixon departing the White House, which isn't really fair because while the Catholic Church itself is mired in a multitude of scandals, the Pope himself isn't mired in any personal scandal, but it does have those rather Nixonian overtures. The helicopter will take him to the summer residence, Castel Gandolfo, up in the hills. The local mayor and the faithful there will meet him, and he will formally leave the office of Pope at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It's a pretty understated way of going out. No,
there's nothing understated about going out in a helicopter. What are you talking about? Smacks of James Bond and the Queen, doesn't it? Andrew West, thank you very much. And you can hear more from Andrew on all of this on the Religion and Ethics Report tonight here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon.